There is a trial that is an ACOSOG trial that should be launching. This is a phase two trial, multi-institutional, where we're taking 200 patients that have invasive ductal carcinoma, no EIC, less than 1.5 centimeter, using, of course, the data that we found from the pilot trial to optimize the success of this trial. Those patients are going to have cryoablation followed by surgical resection and standard of care, whether it be radiation therapy, sentinel node biopsy, chemotherapy, whatever's appropriate for these patients. Now, in addition to that, what we're also going to be doing is doing a pre-ablation MR and a post-ablation MR. There are data from a study that Bill Burak did a few years ago, published in Cancer, where he did the same pre- and post-MR with RF technology. And what he showed was a very high predictability. If the pre-MR shows enhancement and the post-ablation MR does not, that indeed you completely destroyed the cancer. So we're going to be applying that to this trial. We also are going to be in the operating room at the time of the resection doing core biopsies around the ablation zone. Now, the goal of this trial really is twofold. Number one, to show a highly effective treatment for small breast cancer, showing very good success at destroying the cancer. But number two, and perhaps even more important, we want to show that we have a very high negative predictive value with the combination of the MR and the core biopsy, because we need to know when we missed. If the ablation rate is 70%, 80%, 90%, whatever we end up finding, and it probably is going to be very high in the selected group of patients, the most important thing is to know when we didn't get all the cancer. Because until we can do that, we cannot go on to the next step, which would be a non-resection trial. And that, of course, is where we're all going with this. The only advantage of being able to ablation would be if we could avoid surgical resection in the future. And at this point, the data are not strong enough to take that step. So what we're hoping is that this trial, this ACOSOG trial, will be able to give us the information as a foundation to be able to then do either a very large phase two or a phase three study where patients would have non-resection, either non-resection followed compared to historical controls, or patients that would have a phase three randomized trial where their patients would be randomized to standard surgical resection, lumpectomy, versus having cryoablation without resection.
What about partial breast irradiation? Can that be done in this situation?
It could be. The question is if that would be any conflict. You know, certainly if the patient's on another trial, B39 or some other radiation trial, that might be a conflict for that trial. It wouldn't be so much for our trial. We're resecting as we would normally. So I don't think from our perspective in ACOSOG it'd be a conflict, but it may be from the NSABP for the B39 or some of the other trials.
What about looking down the line in terms of if you can get away without resection, would you be able to do partial breast irradiation?
Well, you potentially could. Now, if you haven't got a cavity, it might be a different technology that you'd be using. But as I'm sure you're aware, there are some technologies out there that don't use balloon and wouldn't require a cavity. Now, what I think is really fascinating to think about, and this is really pushing the envelope, but if we're able to do partial breast radiation and radiate a centimeter beyond the cavity that we've surgically resected, it seems pretty logical that you might be able to just ablate a centimeter beyond the cancer as well, and that might work just as well. Now, I have no data to support that. I'm just thinking hypothetically, but it's an interesting concept to think about.